Hi, this is Claudio from Coheed in Cambria, and you are listening to the All Things Coheed podcast. I am the unfun one of the band.
Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
And I'm a guy named Rob.
Hee hee, I'm Booty.
We got some shit to talk about today. I'm so excited right now. I can't believe this is all happening. And I'm so upset that I'm gonna miss you. How shitty.
It was like so good for like a day.
It was a good day. It was a, well, here's the deal. So, you know, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there's a little tour happening for this little band called the Prize Fighter Inferno. First solo tour ever. Not the first performance, but the first solo tour. We had first performance of Prize Fighter Inferno, I believe, on one of the nights across the pond for Neverinder. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you had like some Claudio solo shows, and then they did it. They did PFI songs on the second stage, Neverinder.
Correct, but never was it, hey, it's Prize Fighter Inferno.
Yeah, never like just PFI.
Yeah, and it's cool. I mean, I think that we've all kind of been itching for this for years, and I think it's weird that it's happening now, especially when the album's been out so long. Like, at this point, City Introvert came out over a year ago.
Yeah. And then, you know, well, Claudio did perform one of those songs on the Consequence of Sound live stream. So it kind of like, I think just over time and with playing those songs on stream and everyone being like, we want to see these live, I think just finally all added together.
Bro, this album came out 2.5 years ago.
The word two is what's...
I know, April 23rd, 2021.
Whoa.
Yeah, this was fresh in the middle of not post-COVID. It was towards the end of COVID, which means fucking Stray Bullets is like even further older. That's crazy, bro. So 2 years later, it's like, hey, you know what? It's about time we have a tour. Very interesting. I mean, My Brother's Blood Machine came out in 2006. So like, if we're gonna talk about albums and how long it's been since someone's toured, we've not gotten a tour for My Brother's Blood Machine either, and I highly expect to see some of that on the track list. But that aside, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. We did, like we said, get an announcement. We have a list of dates. Let me go ahead and pull those up. While I'm doing that, though, I at first want to say sorry to everyone in the South. Unfortunately, you guys are kind of fucked. So the closest that we get to a South show is Washington, D.C. is the furthest south they run. Yes. They've got two shows now, and they're both sold out at the Atlantis. You've got a Philly show at the Theater of Living Arts in Philadelphia. You've got a Webster Hall show in New York. A Boston show at the Royale. A Detroit show at St. Andrews Hall, a Chicago show at Lincoln Hall, a Minneapolis show at the Fine Line, a Denver show in Bluebird Theater, a Phoenix show at the Rebel Lounge, a West Hollywood show at the Troubadour, and then it all wraps up at the San Francisco show at the Independent. It's a lot happening. I mean, it's a pretty short tour compared to Coheed shows. And it's all, like, north. Like, it's all north on the east side, And then on the West Coast, it's just kind of hitting all the sweet spots. Like if you're Colorado or Arizona, you know, these places are going to be fucking great. I originally was going to the Chicago show with Devin and Blue and Alyssa, and it seems that is no longer happening because Blue can't make it to that show, and we want to go to our show together. So instead of that, we're going to the San Francisco show on March 2nd. Sorry.
Which is fine. You know, it's just we've podcast for like 5 years and you're the resident PFI fan. So, you know, it would have been cool to see that with my buddy, but I will be at both DC shows, Philly, and then of course Chicago. You're familiar with the Mage and Prize VIP for Coheed. The Prize Fighter has something similar. We have the Watcher VIP package, which incredibly priced, ticket price plus $15. It comes with an exclusive tarot laminate, 30 minutes before doors, a one song bonus acoustic performance, and early access to merchandise. And then the Watchmen VIP package, again, incredibly priced, ticket price plus $60. You know, where Coheed's kind of it can get up to $200 for a Mage VIP. This is $60 plus whatever the base ticket value is. Includes that meet and greet with Claudio and Chandra, a professional photo and signed item. I don't know if that means you get a signed item or if you're allowed to bring something to get signed. An exclusive cloth PFI tarot bag, exclusive tarot laminate and lanyard, an exclusive lapel pin, 1 hour early entrance before doors, that acoustic song, and early access to merch. That's limited to 40 a show. So most people buying tickets in pairs, it's really only 20 purchases. They went so quick, so quick.
Now's the real question, Devin. I got a real question for you, and it's some real tinfoil hat shit. Are you ready? Would you believe they might do a box set re-release of My Brother's Blood Machine with a black card before these performances?
I would shit my pants, bro. They
If they
could.
do it, if they do it, the only way they'll do it, I'm gonna tell you exactly the way they'll do it. They'll do it around Halloween for the anniversary.
They're gonna announce it at Comic-Con. It's gonna be the My Brother's Blood Machine trade paperback, like, with the new remastered versions of the song.
Bro, I'm telling you, it needs to happen. It needs to happen. If it upgrades my ticket, I'll just buy it. Because I've got general admission tickets and I wanted early entry so fucking bad. I don't know.
That would be crazy because obviously the Coheed Black cards won't work. That would actually be sick. Damn.
Makes sense. It would make sense, right? That's why they would announce this early and then eventually release the box set in October, which is months in advance of the shows.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, I should do this shit for a living. I'm just saying.
Speaking of living, through the My Chemical Romance lyric, well, the song title rather. Another one.
Is it I never told you what I did for a living?
Thank you. I knew you knew it.
What?
I was gonna segue, but you know,
Oh.
any
I'm gonna start naming every song until you make it.
because Frank Iero is a part of LS Dunes with Travis Stever, and those guys just announced a tour as well. Finally, truly giving some love to the South. There's two Orlando dates, Macon, Georgia. I'll be at the Macon date. What's up? But it's with Pierce the Veil, Dayseeker, and Destroy Boys. That crowd's gonna be something.
I bet. Listen, I have not been to a Dune show. I hear they're amazing, and I hear they even throw the mic into the crowd a lot, so that's really cool. I'm never gonna let you live that down.
Alyssa said the last time she was at a Pierce the Veil show, people were like getting in two fights. And, you know, obviously there's a demographic of the Dunes crowd that are a little overzealous when it comes to.
Wait, hang on. Is Pierce the Veil the band with the guy from? Oh no, my bad. I was thinking of Falling in Reverse. My bad. We're all good.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it's stupid. My bad.
Oh, I really, it's been a while since I've listened to Warped Tour bands, but I like a few songs off the new Pierce the Veil album, Jaws of Life, the title track, and then there's another song that Alyssa likes, and that one's not bad. But yeah, going for the dunes. The Pierce the Veil VIP is $100, does not include a ticket. It's early entry and merchandise, no meet and greet, nothing like that. But that early entry will probably, give you a better shot at getting on Barricade for the dunes if you were interested in that. The tickets were expensive as they were, so I did not opt for that. But
All right, so I think that brings us to more of this PFI discussion, though, for real. Like, we can sit here and we can kind of, like, hope all we want, but what are you hoping for as far as a track list? Like, are you wanting to see more City Introvert? Are you wanting to get maybe some EP shit from, like, the Prize Fighter, like, Simple Fix,
well,
fucking Pistol Pete Maddie?
I'll take it a step back. There has not been an announcement for who is opening these shows, and I want Weird Motherfucking Science.
Listen, man, I'm gonna tell you this right now, okay? I don't see it. I don't see it happening. The
I know.
boat being the last performance is a great idea. I know in my heart of hearts that Josh will do another Weird Science show. Whether or not we like it, it will happen again one day. As long as that man lives and breathes, he can't escape it. It just exists, okay? I feel like that would be a really great option, but imagine if it was like Travis or something, like a new Travis solo.
It could be Davenport Cabinet, or Travis did say that he was working on like solo material.
Or actually, weird thing. It could be that weird solo project we never heard about again. Don't you remember the Red Dawn?
Yeah, with Upgrade.
Yeah. Where the fuck is that at? It's been like 5 years.
I would love it. We could get a Moore's performance, get some Dave Parker happening. But who opens for Prize Fighter? Like, if we're gonna just subtract the Coheed element out of it, who realistically is gonna open for the Prize Fighter Inferno?
Well, Daft Punk broke up. Let's think for a second. Like, honestly, something electronic. I don't know who. I mean, what's Beck doing?
It's gonna be. You think it's gonna be an electronic? I think it's gonna be all acoustic.
Really?
The acoustic, yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we could see what Jack Johnson's doing, I guess. I don't know if he's got things lined up. Is Jason Mraz available? Has
Ooh.
anyone called Colby Calais?
That would be fire, though.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I had a really big acoustic phase for a large part of my teenage years, and those artists were there. Yeah, who the fuck would it be?
Because at this point, the people who are gonna get tickets, like tickets are on sale now. Some shows have sold out, but those that haven't, like who would be added to the bill that would get people to who are debating getting tickets to get tickets? Anthony Green? Joey Eppard?
They were the opener. People fucking loved them.
Thank you.
It was for the Mastodon tour. Who opened?
Every time I die.
Yes. I feel like, don't they have a few acoustic songs?
He totally broke up.
Oh shit. I don't keep up with this shit.
I was thinking like Heyonashi, like full band, just like hardcore, like screaming in your face, and then PFI comes on. I feel like that would be a good, I feel like that'd be funny.
Well, what if Taking Back Sunday did like an acoustic set?
I could see that happening, or at least Adam Lazara, because you have Band Wives with Misha and Chandra.
For
But
sure.
that I feel like bandwagon to do a touring podcast. I feel like that would be a lot of fun. We could open.
Fucking genre opened.
I would be cool too. Airplane Boy.
Hell yeah. Some Spencer doll type shit.
Speaking of, I really hope that they do Let's Start a Band.
What if it's Gregory and the Hawk? Another very acoustic sounding. Oh, wait, what's the name? Oh, I got a great idea. What's the name of that band? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, let me help you out with that one. The name of that band.
Lord Huron.
OL. OL would be a great opener.
Bro, OL would be an awesome. Holy shit, we're doing it. We got to make a few calls, but I think we got some hope.
I would also be totally okay with no opener.
Yeah, I would too, honestly. I mean, we've waited this long for it. I would only be waiting even longer.
So I guess that does bring us to the set list. A part of me is like, I would love a My Brother's Blood Machine Neverender, but I would not want that at the sacrifice of Elm Street Lover Boy, Half Measure, Death Rattle, Sweet Talker, Roll for Initiative. Like, there are so many songs that I want to hear, but
I mean, if we're going to talk about non-negotiables, number one non-negotiable is the Margaretville Town Dance, right?
Agreed.
It has to be on there. I think, and I'll be honest here, which I never am. I will say that if this doesn't close, I quit. Stay Where You Are needs to be somewhere on this fucking playlist.
I feel like that would be a good VIP song.
Are you sure? I'm not from China with Love?
You slow your roll.
Oh, shit. I want Holiday Fool really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take Elm Street Lover Boy. I'll take Simple Fix. I love Pistol Pete Maddie. I mean, I can't imagine them playing Half Measures, though. That's a crazy idea.
I mean, let's get the Beavers record going. Let's get Gears.
Oh, you want Gears and Erzo Schultz?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
I have Chandra there, so like that opens it up to a lot more than, okay, if it was just Claudio, you know, you'd probably nix those songs from the mix. But now everything is an option.
If I'm saying everything is an option, there is one song and one song I want only, all right? If they play nothing fucking else, if I get to pick one song they have to play 100%, it's 78.
What?
I fucking love 78 so much. It's the one song I've wanted to hear forever. It's so good. I love 78. I don't give a shit who you are.
I hope that we get... Okay, so if we're doing like super deep cut PFI, Run Like Hell. I think that would be my pick.
Interesting.
If we get a Coheed cover, let's say he plays one. Subtraction. Or Away We Go.
I don't think we're on the same page here. I'm thinking like Shibuti.
Nah, get the fuck out of here.
I'm thinking specifically Star Cecil.
Bro, I would be I would buy tickets to more PFI shows if
it
that
fits the vibe. It fits the vibe, doesn't it?
Fuck.
I know.
We'll bother him about it on stream. We'll be like, yo, for real though, like, what are you playing with these shows?
Yeah, and he'll be like, oh, I'll tell you.
He'd be like, buy a ticket and find out.
Wayne Andrews, right? Wayne yeah. Andrews has to be on there. He's doing Who Watches the Watchmen. That's not a fucking question. If he doesn't close with it, then what the fuck are we doing here?
Death in the Family. Don't tell
you. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I'm with you.
No, you don't seem like you're with me, bro.
I'm vibing. I think that there's other songs on this album that are better.
Really?
I think the Going Price for Home is a big song.
That has to open up the show, I think.
You think so?
That has to be the first song of the main set. I feel like that's.
I feel like they should play it front to back. Honestly, it's 49 minutes, but I think they should play it front to, or actually, no, it's less than that. Without the space between the songs, it's like a 43-minute album.
Are we going to have the 66 tracks of silence in between Easter and 78?
We are not.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I think that if they play it, they should play it front to back. I think that that album is strong.
There's
I love it.
no skip.
There's no what?
There's no skips.
True, it's all killer, no filler, for sure. I don't know. Well, hang on. I'm not the biggest fan of the Missing McLeod boys, as anyone.
I would pick that over Easter.
What are we gonna send? What are the fandom gonna send to each other on Easter then, if we didn't have that song? Run Gunna Recall has to happen.
Yeah. I would be surprised. I would be genuinely shocked if he didn't play that song.
I would be. I'm saying this right here, right now. I'll be surprised if they don't play Elm Street Loverboy and Simple Fix. I think both of those are very strong tracks. More Than Love, I feel like, has to be played. Holiday Fool, in my heart of hearts, I want it, but I don't know if it's a have to. I feel like if I know Claudio as well as I think I know Claudio, he'll play Roll for Initiative.
Social relationship come through. If I know Claudio, like I know Claudio.
Listen, man, if I seriously, if you think about it. Think about things that he would choose to play. I think Roll for Initiative's up there. I think Stay Where You Are for sure.
That closes the set.
It has to. I don't think he'll play Gears or Erritso Schultz.
I don't think so, but like
I don't think he'll play Half Measures either.
Like if the Deer Hunter ended with Ouroboros instead of King of Swords, like
That'd be amazing. I've been begging for it for years.
I'd rather end out on a dancey note.
No, I don't think you have to. And I think that you saying that makes you less of a Coheed fan.
Bro,
I think it does because you look at albums like Afterman and you look at like they always end with acoustic tracks.
yeah.
Coheed albums end with acoustic tracks. They're not dancey.
Oh yeah, let's just, if we're talking about recent Coheed albums, let's just talk about Vaxxas 2 and how that ends on a completely acoustic song that doesn't sound like a carnival or circus in.
Well, that's different because they've forgotten their roots. Vaxxas 1 ends with
But that was like epilogue. Really,
yeah,
really, it ends with.
but so did Afterman, and so did Good Apollo.
But two's my favorite one is Mad Happy. And the final cut, I mean, okay. You got the little jamboree. That's exciting too.
Yeah, but it's more understated.
So you want to go out of there crying as opposed to maybe a little.
Always, 100%. I always want to leave crying.
I want to leave with my ass shaking.
Talking like a studio album versus a live show. Like,
Yeah.
studio album can end in something acoustic.
Yeah.
Like a live show ending in something somber is like a little different. Like then the post-concert depression hits like real bad.
Yeah.
That's fair. No, she's disagreeing with you, and you're like,
No, no,
yeah.
no, 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 no. I hear what you're saying, and that's absolutely what I want.
But when I say it, it's wrong.
No, I'm saying I want it to be somber. I want to feel things.
I
I
thought you
want the
were.
last moments of the concert to be so long, Amory, not so much fucking man your own jackhammer. You know what I mean? I want my last moments of the show, like, I want there to be highs and I want there to be lows, and I want it to end on a low. I want to feel emotionally drained after the show because it's a fucking religious experience.
Oh, okay, so then how about this? End of main set, Stay Where You Are. Then we get the encore.
Yeah, that's fine. I can
Okay.
do that.
Cool. Glad we can shake on it. So, do you think he's gonna keep the set list consistent, or is it gonna be?
Abso-fucking-lutely not. Because here's the thing I'm worried about. I'm worried that he'll become anxious halfway through the tour. Like doing these solo shows over and over again. You know what I mean? Without like a full ass band.
But it's kind of like the black card sets, and after kind of doing it for a few shows, I think the opposite will happen.
I think you and I will have vastly different shows.
Kind of want to get tickets to one of the California shows so I could see the
Come
progression.
to San Francisco. Please come see me.
We'll
Come
see.
hang out with us, please.
We was planning on it when you guys were going to
I've
Chicago.
never met West Coast Devon. I intend on meeting West Coast Devon.
My gosh, we can make a Rob sandwich. Devin
Bro,
bread.
come on. Devon bread is the best bread. Come hang out with us, man. You ever been to San Francisco?
No.
Me neither. Let's go.
Never get away anymore, Rob.
I know. Come on, man. Just come out to San Francisco, bro. Tickets are still available.
Yeah, but I'm not giving up a show for another show. I'll just add a
Give
show.
up Chicago. Fuck Chicago. You'll get fucking robbed.
Okay, this is a lot of things to process. It'll be a decision I make in the new year, I think.
Fuck, dude.
After the cruise. Let's see how
That's
bad.
such bullshit.
I know.
You won't be able to see me on that either, fucker.
But I'll see blue, and that's like the same thing.
That's not true.
No. Speaking of not the same thing, Equal Vision Records pulled an absolutely monstrous goat move. And if you purchased one of the limited edition cassettes that sold out during that whole vinyl fiasco, they sent everyone who purchased an order, I don't know if they sent out more than one for those who got two in. They sent out replacement crispy sleeves. Look at how crisp this is. Shit is flat.
For what, a fucking 8-track? What the hell are you holding?
The note says, "Sorry about the typo the first time around. Here's a replacement for you. Thanks for all your support, Equal Vision." Because the spine of the cassette that came with that original order said, "The second stage turbine blade."
And with that, Devin is collecting everyone's sleeves in case you.
Well, I've got this one here. So I do not need your sleeves, but you know, if you do want to send them to me, I will decorate my new classroom with it, because they moved me to an alternative school now, so I'm helping those kids. But it's a very big classroom, and I only have so much Star Wars memorabilia I can fill it with. So,
You son
but
of a bitch.
anyway, I hope that there's a great tour shirt. I hope that there's a new pressing of My Brother's Blood Machine. I hope every release actually gets a repress, maybe in
If
a
there's
box.
a box set, you go.
Damn. Low key.
Okay, all right, bet. You bet. I'm gonna message you in October and I'm gonna be like, hey, bud,
Like,
better get on that fucking plane.
I'm also probably going to Alabama for No World Surrender. I'm no longer obligated to be where I was supposed to be, so you know.
Cool, man. Must be nice. I haven't seen a Coheed show in 3 years.
But you're seeing Prizefighter Inferno.
It's true, and I'm also seeing the Deer Hunter.
Honestly, I'm more excited about this Prizefighter tour than I have been for some Coheed tours.
I feel that. I am so fucking excited to see the Deer Hunter in October.
Are they doing the rings?
No, it is just a general tour.
Oh, cool.
They've already done the support for Antimai, and they already did the support for Antimai across the pond, and then they did a regular ass tour across the pond again, and they haven't done a US tour in a while, like since Antimai released. So it's just gonna be kind of one of those general tours, working out some shit. There might be new tracks, I'm hopeful. But it is at the end of October, I believe. Which would mean that when Blue gets back from the cruise, they're gonna fly up to me, and then we're gonna drive out to Ohio to go to the show.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Very cool. So that's the thing. Meanwhile, you know, if you're a Coheed fan, you're wanting to get some inside scoops and see what's going on, make sure that you're subscribed to Claudio's Twitch channel, Claudio P. Sanchez on Twitch. You know, that's where we get a lot of really good information. We've had a few episodes just centered around those streams. And we were kind of hoping that there was going to be another stream this week. It's the 27th. But it looks like the tour was the big announcement, so we're super excited about that instead. But yeah, keep an ear to the ground as far as that stuff goes, because I'm sure more information is going to be oozing out, especially with Comic-Con upcoming.
Rob, there was Comic-Con exclusives. There was a long arm and butchie pin and a new shirt, which was like a Goonies rip. It's sick. But yeah, holy shit, more of My Brother's Blood Machine merch. How could I forget?
How could you forget? What the fuck, dude?
Just so excited about this tour that everything, like, I'm kind of like a horse with the blinders on right now.
And then we have another Comic-Con coming. There's just so much shit gonna be happening.
No, I'm so bummed that they moved. Actually, it's on Indigenous People weekend, so there's the buffer days that most school districts have off. But it's the weekend after, and I have a wedding, so I cannot.
Damn, dude. Well, that aside, you know, I mean, it's a bright future as a Coheed fan right now, and it's an even brighter future if you like the Prize Fighter Inferno.
Such a good time to be a Coheed fan.
I'm so stoked. But yeah, like I said, go ahead and check out Claudio on Twitch. Make sure you check us out everywhere in socials and stuff. We'll probably be doing a giveaway if more things get announced or whatever. So make sure you're always up on our socials. It's at All Things Coheed, but turn the E's into threes because that's how we do it. We're on X now. We're not on Twitter anymore. We're on X. It's so fucking cool.
I think that saying that, I'm not going to say that phrase because I feel like that I'm going to use that in court against you one day.
I'm on so much X right now.
But we have a giveaway coming for our second leg of the No World for the Waking Mind tour. It is an unannounced item. Rob doesn't even know what it is, but Rob will be getting one of these items. There's only four in existence, to my knowledge.
Wait a second. I'm getting something?
You're getting, you finally, Rob, you get something.
Oh my God. I haven't gotten something from you in like
Well,
a year. No, I got last thing I got from you was a Christmas card. I love you.
I love you, buddy. But it is coming from me, but we really have Andrew Burford to thank for getting these created, and our giveaway item is truly very cool. There's going to be a lot during this giveaway, I think. So.
Okay. All right.
But you have one. It's going to be different from the one that we're giving away. The
What
giveaway.
is it?
I can't. I'm not going to tell you.
When we stop recording, you gotta tell me.
No. I'll just send it to you as a surprise, and then you thank me and Andrew. Mostly Andrew, though. And then we'll do the giveaway. And if you're a super sleuth, you can probably find out what it is. But I don't think you're that sleuthy.
I know what it is.
God damn it. Okay.
But on that note, this has been another episode of the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
And I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for joining us. True. Sorry, I am looking at something real quick. It is kind of important. Don't freak me out, Diego. What do you want, you creep? Sorry, my bad. One of my coworkers said, "Hey, are you at work?" And I'm not at work. And he's like, and he knows that I'm not at work, so it's like, fuck you. He said nothing, just trying to scare you. What a fucking cuck. Anyway, He would go with me to San Francisco.
But is he the guy that you want going to San
No,
Francisco?
that's why I want you to go.
Probably
Make it
not, but
happen.
probably not, but we'll see.
Make it happen. Alyssa, beat the shit out of
Oh, how hopeful she sounds. Yeah, there's no chance.
God damn it.
To go to San Francisco. I picked San Francisco over fucking Chicago in February.
But the bean and deep dish. And we have friends.
Why don't you just reach out to Ernie and say, hey, can I just transfer my tickets to here? Will you let me in if I come there?
Not that guy. I'm not
I
that
know
guy.
you're not, but I'm that guy. To be that guy.
No, I'm not that guy.
I think you're fucking nuts.
Gonna be PFI.
I don't think it'll be Coheed.
You think it'll be a different cover?
No, I do. I think it would be but I don't think it would be. I don't think you think you're on fucking candid camera, dickhead.
This is Chris Hansen.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not even gonna finish that one.
All right, that's good. That was a good recording session. Later, but you drinking some Faygo? What are you trying to do? Trying to go see some ICP?
That's not that. The murder was heinous. The bullet went in my eyeball and on my anus.
Can't fucking stand Oh, fuck, dude.
Abracadabra, boom shakaday. I'm Violent J and I'm back like a vertebrae.
That is true. The
I think
vertebrae
I
is the
keep
back.
going. I got it all up here, bro.
I can tell. I'm gonna look back behind you and I'm gonna see like the cards that came with their albums. Do you remember those? Do you know what I'm talking about? God, man, if you were an ICP fan, you still would have been Devin the collector. 'Cause they got all those cards and shit.
They got action figures.
God damn, dude, you'd be
Bro, I'd just
set.
be at the Gathering of the Juggalos. That would be my Coheed cruise.
I've been to the gathering, it's fucking crazy.
I feel like
Everybody's
it would
on
be a good
meth.
time. Well,
It's like going to a Phish concert and seeing everyone who's hopped up on gas.
I like the aquarium.
Okay. Oh shit, dude. So, what are you excited to see this year?
Welcome home to the All Things Coheed podcast. I'm Devin.
I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for joining us.
You need to do that one again. That was interrupted by vape and glitch.
And I'm a guy named Rob. Thanks for joining us.
No, we'll just do it. Okay, that's my clip.
Okay.
Excuse me for my burp.
Bro. No, I don't. Is it get busy living or get busy? I brought you my bullets, you brought me your love.
No, it's yeah, it's off of
Skylines and Turnstiles.
Bring me up.
Is it Ghost of You? Is it Teenagers? From, oh, what's his name? Situations. What's his name? Fucking.
Not my wheel.
From. Oh, fuck. Hang on, I gotta Google this. Is it.
Their big song is a TikTok trend, King for a Day. Do that'll do.
Doot, doot. Bro,
Claudio interview.
I would shit if I got a Nardwuar Claudio interview.